All right. It is loud down here at Kenai High School. So I'm going to assume that you brought me in there virtual because it is loud and, man, the energy is palpable here. Standpoint going up against Kenai Junior Varsity. See what happens here as these two, what could be an evenly matched squad. I watched the boys for Kenai just now. I walked through them as well at one time as they were practicing. I can tell you right now, they've got several players who tower over me. So they are going to be pretty tall. Yet their tallest player is on the bench to start out the game. So this is interesting. Eight freshmen from the clock, score 0-0. Standpoint is missing Isaac Gunderson today. He caught the crud that's been going around. He's under the weather himself. It's been hitting a number of players. Ball in the hands of the referee. Here we go, ready to kick it off. And here we go. Jesse's going to take the jump. He's got a player up against him who looks like about the same height. He looks like some legs on him. He pounds the ball, goes out of bounds, but saved by three, and goes right in the hands of Kenai. And here's a fast pace of basketball, just like we saw things kick off yesterday against Lumen Christie. Tight passes, high energy. His standpoint can keep it up. They're playing a man-to-man. Yeah, it's like a man-to-man zone. Everyone's got a player. But then Boston's playing in the middle, and they're shifting around like it's a zone. This player wide open on the baseline. Not a good play there, but he passes instead of taking the shot. Three puts up one off the iron hard. Boston gets a rebound. On the floor, we've got Boston, Jesse, Edmund, Joe Mark, and Chance. Okay, Jesse gets the ball. Long shot for three. Oh, man, beautiful line, but it just hits the rim and pops out. That was a nice little shot, though. Kenai gets the board, and here they go. A little bit slower pace moving the ball across the basket than what we saw yesterday. Good 2 minute cap. Oh, Chance almost knocked the ball loose, but sets a 23 for a shot for three. Goes all the way around the rim and goes down. First point of the game, a 3-pointer by Kenai. 3-0 now, 10 points trailing. Here's Jesse with the ball. Over to Edmund. Edmund almost gets the ball off, picks it back up. Here we go. Joe Mark turns into the paint, goes to the baseline, jumper. Oh, what a great shot. But just to the right, hits the rim. Edmund almost steals the ball, but on a fast break, number three. Oh, a little bit too much mustard on it. Goes off the glass hard. That was a good fast break, though, by Kenai. All right, ball in the hands of Edmund. Over to Jesse. Bounce back to the end of possession, but for Edmund, but it goes into Joe Mark. Joe Mark goes into the paint, puts up a hard jumper off the glass. Edmund for three, wide open, off the top of the rim. Still 3-0, standpoint trailing. Kenai has possession, over to the corner, three-point shot from the corner. Nothing but net. Standpoint has a full-court press now to get past. Edmund just gets through it. Oh, it's passed down into Boston. He gets deflected, but he picks it back up, puts up a jumper, can't get the stick, standpoint down by six. Here we go, offensive transition now, Kenai with possession. Same player in the corner, but Standpoint gets there fast and starts off the three-point opportunity. Here we go, Kenai, high pass, almost goes out of bounds, they're able to save it. Good defense by Edmund and Mark. They move the ball into the paint. 44, he loses the possession, but picked back up by Kenai. Good defense by Standpoint. Now in the paint, outside to the baseline, pump fake. And Kenai loses the ball, poked out. Good defense by Edmund. Good hustle. Drops the ball loose. Last touch by Kenai. It looks like, Standpoint full court press coming their way here. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. 6-0, Standpoint trailing. Over to Joe Mark. He's going to move in, but man, loses the ball. Edmund took some good defense, forced the bad shot by Kenai, gets the rebound. And a reach there by number 33 for Kenai. First foul of the game. And then throwing it in. He's in Cardinal territory. He's got to get past the full court press. He stands back to Edmund. Edmund, nice little fake, crosses over and gets over to the middle. And Edmund, solely by the force of pure will, breaks the full court press. Jesse now with the ball. Don't know if I agree with that traveling call against Jesse, but he got one nonetheless. 6-0 now. 4:42 left to go in the first quarter. Unite has possession, moving the ball up. And over to the baseline, another soft pass, not intercepted by Sandpoint. Moving down to the post, back outside to the corner for three. It's the same play as the same last one. That's a three-pointer for that guy. Now 9-0. Sandpoint quickly gets past three-point, the focal press. Joe Mark takes a shot for three, misses it, chases down a board that Jesse has saved. It's just, wow, what an amazing effort by Sandpoint to get that ball back. And a quick 30-second timeout called by Coach Barber. And, man, power of the three-pointer tonight. Sandpoint rocked it hard in the last game. Lindsay was just on fire, lighting it up from outside the perimeter. And now Kenai has three baskets on the board, making a total of 9 points. And this last player, number 44, hit it from the same spot on the baseline every time. Got new blood checking in here. Ashton Gunderson will come in for the Eagles. Again, 9-0. 3 pointers going down for Kenai. Sandpoint's got to work hard to pass this press. They're going to throw it in on the sideline, though, so no full court press on this one.
Double
high. Here we go. Ball out of the hands of Edmund. And looking for an opportunity for a screen. Oh, Joe Mark open for three. Fires it off. Drains it. Sandpoint gets on the board to screen their own. Here we go. Kenai moving fast on transition. Passes over to the top of the key, driving in over to the baseline for a two-point jumper. No good. What a rebound by Jesse. He's got Joe Mark. It was a hard pass. Joe Mark's trying to save it, and he's going to throw the baseline, I think. Yep.
Third.
The pass was a little bit too hard, but Joe Mark had a defender right on his tail. All right,
here we go.
Good effort by both of them.
Move on the
man, got to give it to Jesse. That kid is a... such an athlete. All right, ball now in hands of Kenai. Ooh, good. Good job by Ashton forcing some good defense, and the ball goes at the very bottom of the rim and gets sandwiched between the rim and the backboard. And a player from Kenai is able to jump up and knock it loose. Good job, though, by Ashton on the defense. Kenai pulls back. They are not going to full court press. I think they're going to try to save some energy here, it looks like. Here we go. Eagles with the ball. 2-3 zone looks like what I'm seeing the Kenai team play. So classic formation. Joe Mark with the ball. Passing around. Chance wide open for three. Oh, it's beautiful. Thanks it. 9-6 now. All the baskets that have been made have been 3-point baskets. 2:55 left in the first quarter. There you go. Standpoint on defense. Point guard from Kenai calling out where he wants the boys to be. Plays in motion all the way across the perimeter. No opportunity for a three-point shot. They're passing around. That was a really poor shot, but it almost went in. Edmund fights hard for the rebound and pulls up his dribble. He needs help. He's got lots of trouble. Lobs up the stand. Good job by three. Probably the shortest player on the court, but he just jumps up and knocks it loose. They had to come back to Edmund there. He pulled up the dribble, and he needed some help. All right, here we go. Sandpoint with the ball. They're down by three, 9-6. Only three-point shots scored so far today. Passing outside the perimeter. Joe Mark turns into the paint. A travel called against Joe Mark.
Hey, Joe Mark.
All right, Sandpoint turns the ball over to the Kenai Cardinals. 2:14 left in the first quarter. The score is still 9-6 in favor of Kenai. Here we go. Ball in the hands of the Cardinals. The player pulls up the dribble and is calling back for help. Down to the baseline, moving around. He drives the baseline. Edmund, good defense, forces the layup to the miss. Gets the rebound. He turns and burns. Good hustle by Edmund. Oh, the pass to Joe Marco got the fingers. And over and back again. Oh, man. Low pass off the fingers of Joe Mark. Here we go. Ball in the hands of Kenai. They're up by three, and they've got 90 seconds in the quarter. Moving the ball around towards the baseline, back outside the perimeter. Deflected by Chance, and picked up by Chance. that one was coming hard and fast. It almost looked like it surprised him that he got in front of it too quickly. Joe Mark, nice bounce in the depth. He turns in the paint, gets fouled on the way to the basket. It's going to be a throw in from the sideline. He was just breaking up the post when he gets the foul. Throwing in underneath their own basket, actually. Edmund open for three to tie the game. Off the top of the rim, Jets get the board. Turns and hook shots, Will Chamberlain style. No good, though. That was all over the rim. Picked up by Kenai. Moving on, fast break, 2-on-1. Good job by Kenai, keeping their composure. 11-6 now. That's the first 2-point shot score of the game. Edmund did a good job staying on top of both those players, but, man, they were able to make the layup go down. Under a minute left to go in the first. Ball in the hands of Chance. Oh, he's open for three. He likes it. It's a good line. Drains it. Game point within two. Chance is a tremendous basketball player for the freshman. All right. Kenai looking to lengthen their lead to four. Moving the ball around. They're going to drive into the paint. Shot from the free throw line. Will go in. 13-9. Yeah, game point's got another long shot coming their way here. Edmund fires one off. Oh, it just barely goes over the rim. He fakes the pass, pulls up in front of the key. I mean, it just... Oh, Jesse with a smack. Fast break. He's got three coming quick. Oh. Jesse calling for the foul. Doesn't get it. And shot. Oh, steal by Joe Mark. He's moving fast. He's got fired off. He's got second. Just can't quite get there close enough in time. Good energy to end the quarter there. 13-12 going into the second quarter. Sam Point down by one. Virgil, quick word from our sponsor, and we'll be back.
All righty. I'll bring you out of the mix. Keep you in there, though. There I am. Now you can probably hear me in your ear. One more shout-out. Little break here. Courtesy of the city of Sand Point.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the city of Sand Point. Sand Point is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sand Point City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the city of Sand Point by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Thank you, Big Wave Dave. And now we're going to go back to Kenai Central High with the second quarter of the Eagles versus the Kenai JV, the Cardinals.
All right, great game down here. Sandpoint down just by one. It's been a battle of 3-point shots so far. Seeing what Sandpoint can come in. Oh, their defense caught snoozing, though, as the throw-in comes real fast. New players checking in on the floor. We got Edmund as well as Boston Manning for the first time in the game. We also have Chance and Joe Mark. Almost all freshmen, giving Jesse a chance to catch his breath here. Left open on the baseline for three. It's going to be a little bit short. Hits the rim. Oh, but foul, pushing. Yeah, Chance got jostled a little there as he went for the rebound. Sandpoint will have possession, but they've got a full court press. They've got to get through. Edmund tries to pass back to Joe Mark, who gets knocked out by 24. Yeah, Coach telling his boys to come a little bit closer. They're going to have to work hard to get past the full court press. Okay. Play in action. Edmund gets a throw in. Chance on the cherry pick. Gets behind the defense. 24 coming up real fast. Fadeaway jumper. Doesn't quite go down. Just at the top of the rim. Kenai with the board. Good job by Chance. That's a nice looking fadeaway. Kenai moves the ball. That should have been double dribble there. 23 for three. Oh, 16-12 now. Standpoint on the throw in. Joe Mark easily gets past the half court line. And here we go. Sandpoint looking for a chance to work it. They've got to move quickly. Oh, ball goes hard to the floor. Joe Mark for three. Takes it. Beautiful. 16-15 now. Man, it just hit the rim and went straight down. These boys are shooting well. Oh, Chance knocks the ball loose on some pass. Great defense by Chance. That was just a lightning fast reaction from Chance to do that. Oh, good fake pass. Forced the standpoint out position on defense. Goes to the baseline. But they take it back outside the perimeter. Shot. Saved by, it was out of bounds. Saved by Kenai, but goes right in the hands of Joe Mark. Then they knock it loose. Joe Mark snatches up, but he needs help. He finds Boston. The quickly gets their attention. 10 seconds, Boston has to just get it across. Boston had an open lane there, but found Edmund and passed it right to Edmund. Still building his confidence. Still figuring things out. All right, here we go. Stand point on the defense. Looking for an opportunity. Good passing around. Long three. He's feeling it, though. 23 from Kenai. Knocked one down. Now 19 to 15. Foul there as Joe Mark tries to split the defense on the full court press. We'll throw it in from the sideline. All right, standpoint with possession. Good screen by Jesse. Edmund takes it to the left hand side, passes it back to Jesse. Oh, gets underneath the defense, back outside to DeMarco. Jesse for three. It looks good. Oh, just at the top of the rim. Kenai chases down the rebound, and here we go. Standpoint has to transition real fast on defense. Good job by Standpoint staying out of foul trouble. Oh, a foul there called on Boston as Boston went up for the deflection. Looks pretty clean there, but they're going to call it. That's the first team foul on Standpoint. All right, here we go. To the line for Kenai. 5:45, let's go. Standpoint trailing by four. First one is missed. And here we go. Second attempt from the line. Manny checking back in for Standpoint. That one will count. Up and in. Chance is going to go sit down. Manny will come back in. Here we go. Standpoint throwing in the ball. No full court press this time. The Eagles easily taking over the half court line. They're down by five right now. Just over 5 minutes left to go. Joe Mark open for three. That one's a little bit off, though. Jesse saves it from going out of bounds. And it's going to stay right here. Knocked off by Kino. On to staff. There you go. Standpoint going to throw it in underneath their own basket. Throw it into Jesse. His shot for three. That one will go down. You can tell he knew it was going in the second he released it. 20-18 now the score. Kenai brings it down. There's a tall player. That's going to travel. You're going to call it jump ball. And this guy, number two, he's the tallest player on the team, tallest player on the court tonight, bar none, checking in for the first time. That's a jump ball. All right, Standpoint has possession and 5 minutes on the clock. A handoff to Joe Mark. He goes into the basket of Jesse. Beautiful layup. And, man, Jesse just, he makes it look easy. And Standpoint ties it 20-20 right there. Jesse really does. He looks like a pro sometimes when he gets the ball and just makes an amazing cut. Stop for three. By number 23. It's third or fourth of the night. Okay, Standpoint now looking to get back in. Boston, wide open underneath the basket, gets the feed and puts it up to two. 23-22. Now the score. And a quick timeout called here by Kenai as Standpoint did a great job tying this game up and still nipping at the heels of the Cardinals, 23-22. Great effort by Standpoint. They're still in this game, looking great. And it's just been a team effort right now. Lots of good players coming in for Standpoint, rotating the squad up, giving everyone fresh legs. It's been a really good matchup here so far. We'll see if it stays this way. We've got 4:27 left in the second quarter. It's frosty down here tonight. Standpoint's going to be spending the night here in Kenai and then heading straight up to Anchorage tomorrow, bright and early, because they're sleeping in a classroom. They have to they have to bail out here at about 7-something in the morning. I know those days. That's a lot of fun. Nice shot by Jesse. Gets it. Takes it. Runs real quick. Lines up for three to take the lead. Oh, Jesse nails it. Standpoint takes the lead. 23 to 25 now. Okay, here we go. Kenai looking to get the ball into the basket. Moving around. Run the baseline. Shot up by 23. That one won't go down. Foul. And they're saying it's during the shot. That foul will be... 55, that is Edmund. His first foul, Standpoint's only second foul. And what a stark difference that is from last night. By this time, last night, I think Standpoint had about 12 fouls. All right, 23 at the line now, taking his first attempt. That one's going to rattle around the rim, and Chance will check back in. Also a substitution for Kenai. Manny will sit down. Okay, here we go. Second attempt for Kenai from the line. 23 takes it, puts it up and in. He drains that one. Now a one-point game, a Standpoint in the lead, and under 4 minutes to go in the half. Eagles with possession. Joe Marks almost thought about taking a shot, but that would have been NBA territory. He instead hands off to Edmund. Edmund, tight defense, man-to-man defense. Boston gets behind. He fumbles with the ball, but gets his trip just in time to fire it off. And Standpoint extends the lead to 3 now, 27 to 24. Good job by the Eagles. And Boston, he just got that off with just enough time. Inside the paint, they're going to say it's same here with Cam, with Kenai. Ball was lost by the Cardinals. Ball thrown in by Kenai. Passing around, looking for an opportunity. 23 is left open again to the printer. I think that's his first missed three-pointer. Standpoint tips the ball up twice, and they get possession again. Running the ball now, Jesse Knight. Between the legs crossover. Shot goes up. Does not go down, but he gets his own rebound. I'm in for three. That one's going to come through the rim.
Up, get on the floor. You got to get up in a hurry.
Edmund just dropped that one a little bit too short. 27-24 now, just under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Here comes Kenai with the ball. Moving over to the right-hand side of the perimeter. Back to 23. They've got to stay on top of him. They can't let him shoot from outside. Oh, Edmund poked the ball away. Last touch by Standpoint. Edmund getting fierce on defense the last two games. Throwing it in, underneath their own basket. The Cardinals get it in. Moving it around to the baseline now on the right-hand side, looking for an opportunity. This tight defense from the Eagles making it real tough. Ooh. Just knocked the ball loose. It's going to be a throw-in from the sideline now for the Eagles. Or not for the Eagles, sorry, for Kenai. Here he comes. Oh, ball gets deflected again, and it's still staying right here. Standpoint keeps knocking the ball loose. 27-24 is still the score. There's a foul. Boston, yeah, he pushes the player underneath the basket. He was going for a jumper, and Boston just puts one hand on him, gives him a little shove, trying to get an advantage on the rebound. Sends Kenai to the line for two. Again, as I say, 27-24, Standpoint in the lead by three. 2:30 left on the clock in the first half.
Lock out.
Okay, this is the first attempt. Standpoint still up by three. Boston's second foul of the game. Shot up. And Chance gets the rebound. Quickly passes it over to Edmund. And here we go, Standpoint with the ball. Moving the ball up. Edmund looking for help. Finds Joe Martin. Looking at the shot, says no. Pass over to Griffin. Jesse's breaking in. Up the right hand side. And man, Jesse. Killing it. Beautiful pass by Chance. Jesse saw Jesse breaking real fast. And Jesse just always delivers. Finishes up 29 now to 24. Standpoint with the lead. Shot for the baseline will go up and in. 29 to 26 now. Okay. Over to the right-hand side. Jesse's on the baseline. Long shot for three. All over the rim. Doesn't go down. another pushing call on Boston, I think. And it's underneath the basket. He keeps putting a little bit of pressure. Okay, here we go. Left-hand side. Oh, ball almost knocked away by Chance again. Denai, 130 on the clock here. They're down by three. They'd love to tie this one up here with one shot. Jumper from way downtown off the right-hand side. Holding on Edmund. Damn point. Right there. Goes from two fouls to five fouls very quickly. Then put it by three. It's a minute 30 left in the half. Another far offside. And man, Gilmore trying to get the rebound. Number three struggling from the field here. Taking some shots, and they're definitely coming off short. Here we go. Moving the ball inside. Passing around for Kenai, looking for that open opportunity. And they're having a hard time penetrating the standpoint defense, I'll tell you that much. Just over 1 minute left to go here in the half. Pass on the baseline. Oh! Jesse kind of roped the guy up and brought him down pretty hard. He was trying to deflect the ball. That's a 16 foul. He gets up fast. That was not an intentional thing that he tried to do, but he just was trying to deflect the ball, and the guy did not let go of the ball and just kind of ends up roping him down. That was tough. Jesse's just really strong. Watch out for that guy. He and I will make that first attempt. It's now 29-27. All right, here we go. Second attempt to the line now for Kenai. Shot up. Off the back iron, but he follows up and gets his own rebound. Ball loose. Picked up by Jesse. Oh, man, he's going fast. He just wants a one-on-one opportunity here. Cuts past the defense. Pass a chance on the other side. He puts up the jumper. It goes all over the rim and just goes down. Great pass by Jesse. And, man, Chance fired off beautifully. I'm surprised it didn't go down. Shot up by Kenai off the back of the iron. Rebound goes to Boston. He's got bodies all over him. He's able to pass out just in time. Standpoint up by two. 30 seconds left to go in the half. Edmund brings it up. Trying to look for an opportunity. Defense playing real tight. 3-point shot by Joe Marks. Going to be missed. Kenai gets that one. 19 seconds left. Kenai has time for at least one shot. Oh, good poke out by Jesse. 12 seconds. Moving down the baseline, all the way over to the perimeter. Three for the field. That one will go in. 3 points. 5-29. 4 seconds left. Evan's going to fire off a buzzer beater. It's just half the glass. Good shot, but yeah, a little half the glass. Going into the second half, tied game, 29-29. Cam Point was in the lead up until the very end when Kenai was able to pull together a few buckets to make this a tied match. We'll be back in 10 minutes here for more basketball at Kenai Central High School in Kenai, Alaska.
All right, I got my timer marked. Here's a little shout-out to our underwriters.
The city of Cold Bay would like to take this time to encourage parents to read to their children at an early age. Evidence suggests that reading to your children early and often provides them with the tools they need to become better intellectually as well as empathetically. This message underwritten by the City of Cold Bay, proud supporters of local radio and the communities therein.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop, we know that ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me, Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass.
Corporation and Frosty Fuels in Cold Bay reminds us that basketball season is just around the corner. So let's go out and support our teams in any way we can. And if you can't attend a game, be sure to catch them on KSDP Radio. This message sponsored by Frosty Fuels, a community-minded business with a commitment to the safety and welfare of our area children.
I've been burning, yes, I've been burning. Such a burden, this flame on my chest. No insurance to pay for the damage. Yeah, I've been burning up since you left. I've been smoking, more than 20 a day. Blame it on rebellion, don't blame it on me. Wish I was younger, back to the 19th of May. I had an open mind, swore to never change. Funny how time goes by, had respect for myself. That river ran dry. You reached a limit that wasn't enough. It's like the fire replaced all the love. I've been burning, yes, I've been burning. Such a burden, this flame on my chest. No insurance to pay for the damage. Yeah, I've been burning up since you left. Oh, if you ever call, I will run straight back, give you my forgiveness and the shirt off my back. No friends to turn to. Yeah, I messed up that. Wish we could smoke again just for a day. Oh, funny how time goes by. I respect for myself, that river ran dry. You reached the limit, I wasn't enough. And it's like the fire replaced all the love. I've been burning.
Uh-oh, lost that one mid song. We'll have to fix that later.
No, Billy, I haven't done that dance since my wife died.
There's a whole crowd of people out there who need to learn how to do the scarn.
Don't ask questions you don't wanna know. Learn my lesson. Way too cool to be talking to you, Belladonna. Should've taken a break, not an extra comma. Take what I want when I wanna. And I want you. Bad, bad news. One of us is gonna lose. I'm the powder, you're the fuse. Just add some friction. You are my strange addiction. My doctors can't explain my symptoms or my pain, but you are my strange addiction.
I'm really, really sorry. I think I was just relieved to see that Michael Scarn got his confidence back.
Yeah, Michael, the movie's amazing.
It's like one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Deadly fever, please don't ever break. Be my reliever, 'cause I don't self-medicate. And it burns like a gin and I like it. Put your lips on my skin and you might ignite it. Hurts but I know how to hide it. Kinda like it. Bad, bad news. One of us is gonna lose. I'm the powder, you're the fuse. Just add some friction. You are my strange addiction. Addiction. My doctors can't explain my symptoms or my pain, but you are my strange addiction. Wipe my glass, set myself on fire. Can't you tell I'm cracked? Can't you tell I'm worried? Tell me nothing lasts, like I don't know. You could kiss my ass, skin up on my mother.
You should enter it in festivals
or carnivals.
Well, that's a pretty good reaction. It's pretty cool. Right?
You are my strange addiction. You are my strange addiction. My doctors can't explain my symptoms or my pain, but you
more underwriting spot, and then we'll hand it back to Kenai Central.
Our friends at Allen and Letty's Truck Rental in Cold Bay encourages drivers of all types of vehicles to please practice the 3 C's of auto safety. That is, caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Your clear thinking may save a life. This message is sponsored by Allen and Letty Truck Rental in Cold Bay, where they say RA is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. By working together, we can keep it that way.
All righty, we're about ready to go to Kenai Central High. Austin Roof is on the ground for the second half of the boys facing off against the Cardinals, those Eagles and the Cardinals. It's a bunch of birds.
All right, here we go. Second half action. It's still tied. We're underway. Oh, man. I think there's going to be a foul on, oh, hopefully not Edmund there. Going to send Kenai the line. Yeah, that's a 3 on Edmund. Let's do it. It's at least 3 on Edmund.
Edmund, come on.
You got to watch out there.
Come on, Edmund.
You've been making some big plays in this game.
Watch out now. Watch
okay.
Out now.
Misses the first attempt. Still 29 apiece. 7:29 left to go here in the third quarter. Shot fired off real quick. That one goes down. Kenai takes a one-point lead. 32-29. Edmund again with 3 fouls. He's got to watch himself here. Jesse gets the pass from Edmund. Over to Joe Mark. Moving the ball around here at top of the key, but they're well off the 3-point line. They're going to need to move the ball in a little bit. Hard man-to-man defense, making it real tough for standpoint. Joe Mark penetrates and drives in, but, man, he can't get past that bottom half there, the defense is too thick. Jesse, long shot for three, off the back of the iron. Boston, fights hard for the rebound, but he's just outmatched for height against the 44. Here we go, 30-29. Moving the ball around here, Kenai with the lead. Oh, passes into a shot just, long shot for two by number three. Hits the glass. Kenai now up by three. Here's that full court press. Wow, no look behind the back pass by Jesse. What movement of the ball. Jesse, a no look behind the back pass to Joe Mark. Joe Mark finds Boston on the other side of the post. He passes to him, and Boston finishes it, brings it back to 31 now. 32-31, standpoint trailing by a single point. Three fires went off to Kenai, no good. Jesse does a great job bringing down the rebound. He's moving his foot on the sideline. Looking for some help. Takes to the baseline. He's firing off the three. He had defenders all around him. Don't know if that was the right shot to take, but strike back for the rebound. Kenai gets it. They're moving fast. They've got only two defenders ahead of them. Edmund ropes it up. Just steals it straight out of the hand of 24. He takes it to the right-hand side and sees Joe Mark wide open for three. Chance gets the pass, though, and he fires it off. No good. Jesse gets the rebound. He turns back into the basket. He spun around like pretty much a full 360. I think it was probably about at least 180. Makes enough space for himself, turns into the basket, puts up 2 points. The score now 33 for Standpoint, 32 for Kenai. Kenai moving down to the baseline, trying to work their way in, but no, 23 for three. He was on fire in the first half. Can't get that one to go down. Kenai gets the rebound. Good drive up the baseline by 24. Can't get the floating layup to go down. Edmund rips down the board. Standpoint will get a turn with the ball. Over to Jesse. Looks at the long three-pointer. Says no. Pass down to Boston. Nice. Nice. Power dribble down. Two hands. Boom. Drop steps into the paint. Boston gets 2 points. 35-32. That's just how you do it in practice. Great to see Boston using fundamental skills so well. Standpoint up by three. Kenai with the ball. Moves towards the half-court line, now towards the right-hand baseline. Joe Mark applying some real deep pressure here. Moving the ball over to the left-hand side now. Underneath the basket, but they kick it back outside. Long two-point jumper comes short of the rim for Kenai. Rebound to Kenai, and man, we've got a whistle. I think 24 hurt his hand, actually. 24 was trying, and he might have been the one that scored that layup, too. Jesse put downward pressure on the ball as it was going up, and it may have just given it enough resistance to actually go in. Okay, so quick substitution to Kenai due to an injury. Standpoint over to Joe Mark. Nice bounce pass into Jesse. He gives it back to Joe Mark, but defense to Kenai making this tough for Standpoint. Joe Mark puts up a left-hand shot inside the paint. Won't get it to go down. Score still 35-34 in favor of the Eagles. Under 4 minutes to go. Kenai with the ball. Here they go. Moving the ball around the perimeter again. 23. He's way outside. Not going to take the shot this time. Down to the baseline. Moving the ball up. Shot went over the rim. Kenai got the rebound. Put back no good. And held ball. Good job by Boston. Gets the ball back and holds on to it. Forces a jump ball, and Standpoint will get the possession. Full court press. Evan turns up the middle, starts driving forward. Evan to the right-hand side, gets past the half-court line with no trouble. Bounces it over to Joe Mark. Joe Mark looking for chance. Chance for three. He's hit several tonight. That one won't go down. It hits the back iron hard, goes way out, and Jesse chases it down. Jesse for a long three himself. That one bounced off the top of the rim, hits the backboard, won't go down. Rebound goes to Kenai. 35-34, still the score with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Double dribble. Knows he did it too. Kenai, number three for Kenai, playing a good point guard, but he knows he got that double dribble on that one. Thanks for tuning in to KSTP. Again, basketball tomorrow, 3 p.m. The girls tip it off against Birchwood Christian, 4:30. The boys will have their game. Tune in early tomorrow. Here we go. Edmund has the ball for Standpoint. Into the paint. Jesse working his way around. Fadeaway jumper from about 7 feet out. Won't go down. Still, the Eagles with a 1-point lead and 2:40 left in the third quarter. Moving the ball now for Kenai. They got the rebound. Round the perimeter. 23 drives in. Puts up a jumper. Won't go down. Neither team really gained their shots to go down. Jesse rips the board out. Splits the defense and drives real fast. Griffin on the right. But man, Jesse feels the deal there. Fast transition from Kenai. They got to get back fast here. 23 has four defenders that he weaves through. Puts up a shot. That can't go down. Put back by 44 and is going to make it in for the Kenai Cardinals. Standpoint still in the lead by one with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Here we go. Two mark with the ball. Over to Chan. Bounce into Jesse. He needs help. Looking at his options. Fadeaway jumper instead. That one was just right of the rim. .149 left to go here in the third quarter. Standpoint in the lead by one. No full court press. Manny checking in. Now we got Manny, Joe Mark, Boston, Edmund, and Jesse on the floor for Standpoint. Kenai taking their time. Gary Kirk Parker say he doesn't like this. Oh, that's a near travel there by 22. Flying his feet around. Missed pass by the Kenai, but they're able to regain possession. Moving it down to the baseline. Good defense from Standpoint, but they're able to get passed into the paint. But Edmund just rips the ball out of their hands, saves it from going to the baseline. Good passing by the Eagles, and Joe Mark makes the right choice. He had teammate defender Edmund. Jesse for three, off the back of the iron. Rebound goes to Kenai. They need to work their plays a little bit, not just fire up the top. Edmund plants his feet, forces a bad shot from Kenai. But the Cardinals get the rebound, under a minute to go here in the third. 37-36, total score, Standpoint up by one. Three, bounce. Oh, deflection by Jesse, and he rips it down. Joe Mark on a real fast break. He chases the ball down. But, man, he's got too many Cardinals in front of him. He's able to save it, though. It goes to Edmund for three. Just short. And I know Coach Barber is like, we're not getting any rebounds. Why are you shooting? And that's not a bad point. Standpoint's not getting any rebounds off the offensive shot. Cardinals with the ball. 22 seconds left here in the third. Standpoint still in the lead by one. Cardinals having trouble with the defense here. Well outside the perimeter, moving the ball around.
Don't go.
23 with possession, moving to the left-hand side. Way across the post to three. Turns in hard off the glass. Boston gets the rebound. 2 seconds. Jesse's going to fire. At the last second. Can't even get the shot off in time. 37-36. Standpoint takes the lead. It was tied at the half. See if Standpoint can't hold on to it and win this one as we go into the fourth and final quarter. Virgil, quick word from our sponsors.
All righty. Here we go. Thank you, Alaska. Aleutian Commercial Company. No, Alaska Commercial Company out of King Cove.
Our friends at the Alaska Commercial Company at One Bayview Drive in King Cove remind us that drug and alcohol experimentation can happen even in the best of families. So if you or a loved one are dealing with these issues, please reach out to your local healthcare provider today. This message sponsored by the Alaska Commercial Company, a community-minded business with the commitment to the safety and welfare of all Alaskans.
Thank you, Mr. Holden. We are going to head on back to Kenai Central, where Austin has got the last quarter of the boys' game. Eagles just ahead. Let's see whether they can hold it.
Yep. Standpoint Eagles are in the lead by one here. They've been doing a great job in the third quarter, but they're only in the lead by one. So anybody's game here. See if Kenai is going to come back strong here in the fourth and final quarter, or Standpoint can lengthen their lead or at least hold on. Manny, check back in. We've got Josh as well, Edmund, and Boston, and Jesse. Good travel call there. Joe Mark's catching his breath. Cole's catching his breath. We still have quite a few players on the bench for Standpoint who will be able to check back in here. Jesse gets a pass from Edmund over to Josh. Edmund now at the top of the key. Good motion by Standpoint. They are in full motion. Jesse for three. Face it, nothing but net. Standpoint now up by four. Standpoint needed that. They've been taking a lot of shots for three and struggling hard in the perimeter in the third quarter. Long pass going to be almost taken out by Jesse, but he takes the player off instead accidentally. a little bit too much contact. Jesse helped the guy up, too. That was just he miscalculated the trajectory of the player. It's a little bit hard. And I'll tell you, Jesse's got a lot more size than this guy did. He went down pretty hard. Bounces right back up, though. He plays with a lot of spirit, number three for the Kenai. All right, Kenai with the ball. Only the second team foul in the half for Sandpoint. Moving the ball outside the perimeter. Across 23. He's going to feed it into the post, but Sandpoint has just shut off the post for Kenai tonight. They cannot penetrate. Take it back outside the perimeter. 22. Oh, good job feeding it that time. But 33 is a little off position. Oh, stolen ball by Kenai. They're going to get another chance at this. Shot off the front of the rim. And it's going to stay right there with Kenai as the ball goes out of bounds off the baseline.
Boston, where are you supposed to be?
Kenai throws in underneath the row basket for an opportunity. 33, open for a jumper. Going to hit the top of the rim. Josh with a beautiful rebound. Oh, but he passed off to Edmund. Edmund was too heavily guarded. Stolen by Kenai. Shot up by Kenai. No good. Jesse's going to get the board and cool things down here at the standpoint. Feeds off to Manny, who gets fouled on the way up. Emmanuel Crone will go to the line for two. Manny had to handle a really tough pass there. He picked it back up, though, and drove the baseline. Manny set things up here for the free throw line. Fires it off. Hits the back of the rim. No good. 40-36, still the score. Sandpoint with the lead by four. Manny's going to get another chance from the line, see if he can't make this a five-point game. He does. 41-36 now. Good shot by Manny. Kenai with possession, moving it down, driving the baseline all the way across number three. He was wide open for three. He'll drive in for the jumper, though. Hits the back of the iron. Fight for the rebound by Josh. And Josh is going to go down hard. Good shot. Shout out to Josh for Sandpoint, man. He is fighting real hard. Full court press. Jesse passes to Edmund, and Edmund just blows past the defense. That's wide open for three. Oh, man. In and out. How did that not go down? Sandpoint still up by five. 6 minutes to go in the game. Kenai with possession. Moving the ball up to the right-hand side. They drive in. Ball gets deflected by Sandpoint. Goes loose, and it's on the floor. Are they going to call a foul on Edmund? I think they are going to call a foul on Edmund. That will be his... Oh, no. Foul on Kenai. Foul on Kenai there. As Edmund had possession of the ball, and Kenai tried to strip it from him. Yeah, Kenai's throwing it in. Maybe they called the ball out of bounds. Missed shot by Kenai. Wrestling for it. Boston Mark. Man, he was like, it looked like he was riding a mechanical bull. He was ripping on it so hard, trying to get it loose. Very impressive effort. Forces a jump ball. Okay. Joe Mark drives the baseline hard. Over to Manny. Back to Joe Mark under his basket. Turns into the paint, but man, ball gets tipped away. He just didn't have an opportunity for a shot. Good defense there by Kenai. But Boston again goes to the ground. The ball was just in midair, and Boston just came up, like, fast from behind, grabs at it, ball goes to the ground, and he just hits his back. Throwing it up their own basket, Kenai trying to get a bucket. Sandpoint up by three with 5 minutes left to go. Sandpoint breaks past the half, full court breath. Josh gets the shot, right off the glass. Josh the post by Manny, over to Josh. Beautiful by Josh. Beautiful play. Sandpoint 43, Kenai 38. Shots up by Kenai, no good. And I think they're going to call that a foul on 21 as Edmund had possession there, trying to get the ball back. That's two for now. Josh is going to sit down. Brought in by Edmund. Big contributions by Josh. Two huge rebounds. An awesome cross the court, cross post pass received by him and turned into a basket. Jesse, wow, what a move of the ball by Jesse. I thought he was going to travel, but he dishes the ball in a beautiful below-the-post pass to Boston, who puts up 2 points. 45 for Sandpoint, 38 for Kenai. Sandpoint is just starting to push away here. Nice jumper from the free throw line by Kenai, though. Gives him a fresh press. Oh, they're going to break the press real quick. Miller for three. It's good. Sandpoint up by eight. 4:22 left to go here. Sandpoint trying to run away here. Yeah, full timeout called here by the Kenai JV. So as Sandpoint comes to the bench, they've got to be feeling good here. As it, everyone contributing, running away with it. I'm not going to say running away quite yet, but they have definitely started to inch their lead out. 48-40, Sandpoint with the lead. They were tied at the half. Sandpoint was up by one after the third, and now they lead by eight. I've seen much bigger leads disappear much quicker, though. So you cannot count Kenai out at this point, but Sandpoint can continue to push this momentum. They can hopefully expand their lead, get into the double digits, and comfortably win this game here against the Cardinals in their home turf.
Civil authority has issued a required weekly test for all Alaska, effective until 7:34 p.m. This is a test of the emergency alert system and the Alaska Amber Alert System. In the event of an emergency or child abduction, the system would provide important information. This test is now concluded log only.
Missed shot by Kenai. Rebound picked up by Jesse. 4 minutes to go here in the game. Jesse over to Edmund. Back to Jesse. And back to Edmund. Give the ball up into the paint. He's driving up. Pass it to Jesse. Oh, Jesse got bumped at the last second. Made him miss the pass. Sandpoint still up by eight. Kenai with possession. Feeding into the baseline. Good transition run to defense by Sandpoint. Could have been an easy stop, but it won't go down. Oh! Good shot by number three. Goes down. 42 for Kenai. 48 now for Sandpoint. Here we go. The Eagles with the ball. Trying to get past the full court press. They do. I think Kenai is really tired out here. Jesse gets the pass from Edmund. For three. It's to the right, though. Yep. That one's going to be short of the rim to the right. And a full timeout being called here. Yeah, chances is lying down here on the bench. Not exactly sure what's going on. Looks like he's not feeling his best. Maybe he's coming down with this illness as well. Boston getting his little scratch there cleaned up. 48-42, Sandpoint up by six, but there is still lots of time left in this game. 3 minutes and 21 seconds on the clock here in Kenai. We'll see if Sandpoint can't hang on. I mean, the way that they've been playing, I feel like Sandpoint has a very, very good opportunity of holding on here for the win. But things could change quick. Just two baskets for number 23. 23 was just on fire in the beginning of the game, and he has mostly quieted out here in the after the first quarter, really. So not sure what they're going to do here. Sandpoint doing a great job. Hopefully they can. Boston's going to check back in. Trying to see who's going to be on the floor right now. Ashton's still standing. Ashton is going to sit down. Boston's coming in for him. Manny, Boston, Edmund, Joe Mark, and Jesse take the floor. Chance might be out for the rest of the game here. Ball in. It's the post three driving fast. Runs into traffic and gets fouled as he takes his shot. Oh my gosh, that's a fit fourth foul for Edmund.
Edmund, that's your fourth.
He has got to watch out here. 3:12 on the clock here. Edmund with four fouls. He nice to make that first attempt. 5-point lead for Sandpoint, and this is how the game turns around in the last second. Hopefully Sandpoint can get some points on the board and extend their lead a little bit. 4-point game now as Kenai makes that second one. Sandpoint got to get past the full court pressure. Looks like they're, Patrick Jomart goes long. He takes it down. He saves it. Throws it right into the hands of Kenai, though. And they're going to take their time. Let their players catch up here. Here they go on the baseline. Hit the base. He touched the baseline and he was driving to the basket. Good save there for Sandpoint. Sandpoint up by four. Under three to go here in the game. Here we go. Sandpoint calls to play that in the motion. Tipped up off the inbound pass. Stop for Kenai. In and out. Jesse moving fast. Trying to catch up here. Oh, he's going to get, holding call against Jesse if he goes down. Chance is checking in. Hey, Chance, it's on, bud. Still sick? Looks like Chance might be feeling sick. He's going to check back in, though, but he does not look like he's feeling himself. Hard to play your best when you're feeling ill, but he's going to get in there and do what he can. Manny sits down. Fadeaway jumper from Jesse is going to go down 50-44 now. Sandpoint up by six. They can get another bucket to make this a three-possession game. That would be critical. Jumper from the free throw line for Kenai. Can't get it to go down. Edmund with the rebound. Looking to break away fast. Again, a long pass to Joe Mark. Yeah. Coach telling Edmund it's the same pass that Joe Mark had to try to save last time. Not a bad idea, but it's just a really difficult play to get to. And if they're not ready for it, this really isn't going to happen easily. Kenai with the ball. They're down by six. Passing around, looking for a look at the basket. Having a hard time with defense. Jesse gets a hand on the ball and deflects it. Staying right where it is with Kenai possession. All right, here we go. Kenai throwing it in underneath their own basket.
Hands up, Austin.
Throwing long to the perimeter. Jumper for by number three. Won't go down. 21 gets the rebound. No one boxed him out. Edmund is going to foul out. That's it for Edmund. And Manny's going to go check in for him. And really. All right, here we go. 21 at the line. And that was just that one's good. 5-point lead now for Sandpoint. And Edmund, he had an opportunity to box out there, and that would have gone into possession. And he's just kind of trying to make up for that. Forces a foul. 50-46 now. Joe Mark gets the throw in. He's going to barrel down the sideline. Oh, that's going to be charging. Woo! Lucky call for Joe Mark there. I don't know if I fully agree that was a blocking call, but they're going to give it to Joe Mark. Another full timeout here called by Coach Ken Barber. Because with only 1:51 left to go in this game, Sandpoint leads by four. They've been leading for most of the game since the halftime break when they tied it up. We'll see what happens here. You're live in Kenai. Sandpoint up by four, looking to hang on here. See if they can do it. But, man, what a great matchup this has been, no matter how you slice it. Sandpoint really will want this win, I can tell you that much. All right, here we go. In the hand, it's going to be a Sandpoint possession underneath their own basket. They would love to make this a six-point game again. See what they can do here. They've just got to burn down the clock. They don't have enough of a lead, though, to comfortably just burn it down. They have to try to still get some points on the board, extend the lead. If they make it a three-possession game, that might be a bridge too far for Kenai Central. Here we go. Out of the Jesse, Joe Mark, Boston, Chance, and Manny. Sandpoint with the ball underneath their own basket. Joe Mark calls the play in. Over to Jesse. Back to Chance. Now to Manny, way outside. They might be trying to burn down the clock here. Nope, Joe Mark runs into the paint, floaters, doesn't go down. Kenai gets that board. Here's a chance for C9 to make this a real tight game. A wide open on the baseline, 44. He's made a three-point earlier. That one won't go down. Rebound goes to C9. Fight for this rebound. Joe Marchese going out of bounds. And, yeah, staying for a standpoint. Staying with standpoint possession here. Full court press. They're in the corner, deep in Cardinal territory. Jesse's able to get past the defense. He's moving real fast. 119 on the clock. Takes it coast to coast. Good layup, but he was way out of position. Rebound goes to C9. Joe Mark on a 2-on-1. What a deflection by Manny. Oh, they're going to call the foul. Manny came up from way out of nowhere behind and deflects the ball.
Hey, doesn't matter.
And, yeah, Manny felt like it was all ball. It looked like it was all ball. He's going to still get the foul. 50-46 now. Make that first one. Camp Point only up by 3 with 1 minute to go here.
Lock out, lock out.
Let's see if they can hold on here. The Eagles want this win. Second step off the back of the iron. Jesse gets the rebound. And man, let's see what Jesse's going to do here. They've had a hard time connecting the basket. Does his guys see around him? Manny gets the ball. It's going to rotate over to Chan. Now Joe Mark. Last 1 minute. Camp Point only has a 3-point lead. Oh, ball goes to the ground. Manny got tripped. No whistle. Jesse with possession. They're trying to burn things down here. Oh, foul number 3 as Chance Griffin had the ball. And they're going to start fouling here. That's the second foul for 3. They're going to start fouling here, trying to get possession. That's the only thing C9 can do. Bounces into Jesse. Jesse trying to make some space, burn down some clock. He's going to get fouled here pretty quickly. They need a foul if they're going to get possession. There it is, 21. And that's still only 6 fouls for them, so that's not going to be a shooting foul. Coach is on a timeout here. 30 seconds left in the game here. Standpoint up by 3. And I think the coach is going to start calling for his boys to start fouling here on Kenai in order to get possession again. Standpoint's done a great job holding on to the lead. But, man, Kenai has definitely dwindled it down. Standpoint never was able to get to double digits, but they did get to 8. And then, man, nipping at their heels now for this whole fourth quarter. Standpoint hanging on, see if they can't continue to do so. Thanks for tuning in to KSCP. Don't forget, we have more Eagle basketball tomorrow. It's going to kick off at 3 p.m., boys at 4:30. And then Thursday, we have 2 tournaments kicking off, one in Bristol Bay for King Cove, one in Seward for Camp Point. And we're going to see what kind of coverage we're going to shake out here. I've talked to people in King Cove, and Coach Gary Lamar is going to hook us up with coverage of the Sockeye Classic in King Cove. We should have Carl Pullian going down to Seward, so we should have lots of opportunity for coverage. We have to figure out what games to play. Okay, there we go. Standpoint gets away from the foul. Okay, there's the foul. The coach from the Kenai Cardinals is yelling at them to foul, but Standpoint is passing just in time to avoid it. Okay. 1-1 opportunity for Joe Marks from the line. Okay, calling for defense here, yeah. 2 players for Standpoint standing behind that ball. He sinks it. 4 now for Standpoint. It's a 2-possession game. That is big. Joe Marks looking to go 5. We got 2 Eagles on the backcourt. Off the back of the rim. Easy rebound for Kenai. And another timeout called here with 22 seconds. That timeout was called by Kenai. 30-second timeout. Just enough time for a quick plan for a throw-in. See if they can't get a bucket. Critical free throw by Joe Mark there. Makes this a 2-possession game for Kenai Cardinals. They are going to have to get at least 2 buckets to tie or win this. Standpoint hanging on to the lead. If they can get one more one more, they could get 7 points, that would pretty much seal the deal here. They did a great job controlling their play. They haven't fouled hardly at all. Very few turnovers. Just got to play a smart game of basketball, burn the clock down, and walk away with the win. Nice throwing the ball in. 21 seconds. Passing it down to the baseline. Good shot right there by Kunai. Makes it in. And Sandpoint's going to the line now. 51-49. Ooh. I think they're calling for a technical there. Jesse took a shot for no reason. Yeah, I think he's lucky he avoided the technical with that. That may fly in Sandpoint. It's not going to fly out here. Sandpoint up by one. 12 seconds on the clock. Jesse can... It's Joe Martin staying close to these. Oh, he gets one. Big. If he can get the second, it would almost close the book on this game. So let's look it up. Stranger. Well, 30-second timeout code by Coach Barber. Sandpoint up by four. Critical. 12 seconds on the clock. Sandpoint could very easily walk away with this. They're just going to need to make sure that they don't foul, don't send them to the line. Full court press. Make it hard for them to get in. No easy shots. We'll see what happens. It's going to be really, really, really tight here. I know that. Sandpoint coming off a hard loss yesterday against Lumen Christi. I know they would love to have a win here. There's the buzzer bringing the teams in. Both teams milking this as best they can to try to get as much time out as possible. Second buzzer calling back. Ball starting. Yeah, they took too much time there. That lets them get past the an easy throw-in. Ball knocked out. 6 seconds left. Sandpoint can just let them bring it in. No fouls. Let them burn the clock down. Let them get a shot. Foul. Stupid. Sorry about that. That's just kind of frustrating. They could let them get that one basket, let the clock burn out, no issue at all. 2.7 seconds left. They're going to send them to the line. First attempt there is going to be a miss. Standpoint.
Rebound it. Rebound it. Hurry.
They're going to bring it right now for the second attempt in the line.
Just,
yeah, all they have to do is let the clock run out. It's going to hit the front of the basket. Not enough time, even if it's missed. It's good, though. Okay. And, yeah, Jesse gets roped up there. 1.3 seconds left. Jesse's going to line. And with 1.3 seconds left, I think they're technically... I mean, he should just intentionally miss the shot. And I know this sounds crazy, but if Jesse intentionally misses the shot, the clock is guaranteed burnt out. They can't get a shot down in time. So this, if you're in college right now, if he misses it, they'll rebound it. The clock will immediately burn out. It's physically impossible for him to get a shot. He misses it. Oh, the quick timeout call with 48 seconds left off that missed shot. And a 0.5 seconds left. It's actually in a 4-point game. Sandpoint can really just let the ball go in and do absolutely nothing. They have this game on lock. So really just let the ball go in, let the clock burn down. And they put 1.2 seconds left on the clock. But, again, does not matter. Standpoint just lets them inbound the ball, no fouls, burns down the clock. Let's see if the Eagles are able to pull this off. Should be pretty simple. Could put a full court press there because they're gonna be able to roll the ball in.
Come on,
yeah, they're gonna call the boys to get up. Yeah, because he's gotta catch it. There we go. Okay. And it was close, but not close enough. Sandpoint walks away with a W here. Hard fought and much deserved. 54 for Sandpoint, 50 for the Kenai Cardinals. Again, 54 Sandpoint, 50 for the Cardinals. We'll be back tomorrow. 3 p.m. over at Birchwood Christian. Tune in for more Eagle basketball on Road Trip 2020. Virgil, back to you.